WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you reclaim your brain, one swipe at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships. You know, those connections that bring joy, support, and make life feel a whole lot richer. But let's be real, relationships can be a bit like that roller coaster ride at the amusement park. There are highs, lows, loops to loops of emotions, and sometimes you just want to scream. Ever felt like navigating those bumps in the road with someone is harder than solving a Rubik's Cube? Well, guess what? We're going to unlock some secrets today to help you build stronger, healthier connections that can weather any storm. First things first, conflict is inevitable. Think about it, two unique individuals coming together, each with their own experiences, opinions, and quirks. It's a recipe for potential clashing. But here's the key. Conflict doesn't have to be destructive. In fact, when handled well, it can actually strengthen your bond. Imagine conflict as an opportunity to understand each other better, to clarify expectations, and to grow together. It's like that workout routine, a little discomfort pushes you to become stronger. Second, communication is the lifeblood of any relationship. I'm talking clear, honest, and compassionate communication. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you, truly hears your words, and validates your emotions. That's pure gold. So make sure you're not just talking at each other, but actively listening. Ask questions, reflect on what they're saying, and show them that you genuinely care about their perspective. Third, remember those golden words. I feel, instead of you always, this little shift can make a world of difference. Blaming someone puts them on the defensive, but expressing your feelings creates space for understanding and empathy. So instead of saying you always interrupt me, try feel unheard when I'm interrupted. See the difference? Fourth, set healthy boundaries. This isn't about being controlling, it's about respecting your own needs and limits. Think of boundaries like fences around a garden. They protect what's valuable inside while allowing for space to grow. Communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully and encourage your loved ones to do the same. Finally, don't forget the power of forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It means choosing to release the anger and resentment so you can move forward with a lighter heart. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your bestie are planning a trip together. Everything seems great at first, same destinations, shared interests, and tons of excitement. But then comes the booking nightmare. One of you wants to fly, the other prefers to drive. You can't agree on accommodation, and suddenly the trip that promised to be fun feels like a minefield. Now, if this were any old friendship, you might both end up feeling frustrated, unheard, and maybe even a little resentful. But with these tips in mind, things could go differently. Instead of letting the disagreement snowball, you can use them as opportunities to learn about each other's preferences. Maybe you discover that your bestie secretly loves road trips or has a knack for finding amazing Airbnbs. Remember to express your feelings openly and honestly. I feel overwhelmed when we have so many decisions to make instead of blaming. And most importantly, focus on finding solutions together even if it means compromising. Remember, the goal isn't just to reach an agreement, but to strengthen your bond through the process. So, there you have it, dopamine hackers. 5 powerful strategies to navigate conflict and build stronger, healthier relationships. Remember, communication is key, boundaries are essential, forgiveness sets you free, and most importantly, never underestimate the power of a genuine connection. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest relationship wins or challenges in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going because building healthy connections is a journey we all share. Until next time, stay connected, stay curious, and keep hacking that dopamine flow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.